Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 195 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 11th is every day you are writing your autobiography. Write a paragraph for your autobiography describing your life in the last 24 hours. How would your next 24 hours be different with the mindset you are writing your autobiography? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. The other day, I was having a conversation with some students about some poor choices they made. And I mentioned that I expected them to be leaders in the school. One of the students said that he didn't want to be a leader for anybody in the school. I think this is a pretty common attitude for people in general, but especially for teenagers. We often don't want the responsibility that comes along with being a leader, or we think that it means we have to tell people what to do. But actually, whether we want to be a leader or not doesn't even matter, because our actions are influencing the people around us in one way or another, either in a positive direction or a negative direction. And some of us may only have one person that our actions influence, and some of us may have 1 million people that our actions influence. But whether it's one person or 1 million, we have a responsibility. We don't choose that responsibility. It's given to us when we're born. But we do choose what we do with that responsibility. So as much as we may not want the responsibility of leadership, it is in our hands. And whether we realize it or not, we are writing our autobiography. And there are people who are reading our biography in the present, and there will be people who will read our autobiography in the future. As teachers and coaches, we have all made the choice to be leaders of the young people we work with. And I hope that we don't buy into the voices that tell us our job is just to teach math, or just to teach science, or just coach lacrosse, or our job is to win football games. Sure, we may have a job description that says those things are what we do. But if we don't go any deeper than that, we will never reach our full potential. Teaching and coaching is more than just a job. It is a calling. Our format or our vehicle may be whatever subject we teach or sport we coach, and that may be what we do, but it's not who we are. Our leadership doesn't come from our subject matter, or our position, or title. Our leadership comes from the life we live. And this is why classroom leadership is so important. It is the only way to go deeper and really have an impact on people. Yes, our curriculum and subject matter are important. Yes, we can study the X's and O's of our sport. And yes, classroom management can help us perform effectively. But the calling of teaching and coaching requires us to go deeper, to write our own story and change ourselves so we can touch the hearts of our students and athletes. So how about you? What would a paragraph from your autobiography look like covering the last 24 hours of your life? How would the next 24 hours be different with the mindset that you are writing your autobiography and you have the responsibility to be a lighthouse to others? The idea of writing our autobiography is not meant to put pressure on us. In fact, it's meant to release the pressure, to feel like we have to conform to the thoughts and opinions of others. But remember that ultimately, writing our own story is not for ourselves. It is meant to send us on a quest to discover all of the gifts and abilities we have inside so we can give them away to the world. And we do that through the people we interact with on a daily basis. And when we accept the calling of teaching and coaching, we take on the responsibility of working to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.